How can we be faithful when it's hard? How can we have faith in the darkness? I have a poem that I think answers these questions. There is a room full of life. As I walk away into the darkness, I become isolated, alone in a never-ending darkness, eating at my soul. But still I walk. I turn and see the room, just a speck against the never-ending curtain of black. I walk. Still is the darkness, so quiet, yet not calm. Still I walk. I see a speck in the distance, just a dot growing larger with every step. I no longer walk. I run. I run as fast as I can to the light, the hope, the joy. I am finally free of the darkness. It scares me no more. I am a bird who lost its way, then found enlightenment. I am free. This is actually a poem I wrote. I had the thought in my head and wrote it down. I didn't know why I wrote it, but I did. Then I realized it's a lot like life. To me, this poem is a person who is happy with life. Then they walk into the darkness and get lost. Why would someone do that? Maybe that person was trying to get out of their comfort zone, like trying out a new shampoo or trying fish at Cracker Barrel at Thanksgiving. Don't try that, trust me. It can also be something more serious and or something you're forced to do, something like go to a new school or cope with death. It can be hard because that's the way life is. You need to have faith. God has a plan. The person in the poem walked into the darkness, but kept walking. Because they did so, because they had faith, they found happiness and enlightenment. If the person had sat down in the darkness, they wouldn't have found the room. Basically, what I'm saying is you need to find the light in the darkness. You need to have faith even when it's hard. You need to remember that God has a plan.
I used to love the news. Every week, I'd get a magazine full of news stories from the US and around the world. I loved knowing what was going on and learning how the world was doing. I would spend a long time, well, long for a sixth grader, poring over those glossy pages, absorbing every detail. Then, things began to change, much as they always do. Each story got harder to read. Every time I heard about another family separated at the border, or another corrupt politician, or another celebrity tweeting hateful things, it got so much harder to open those once appealing glossy pages. As a young kid, I knew, in the back of my mind, that bad stuff was going on, but I never really understood. This was the first time I had actually felt any of this. But what could I, just another young, privileged kid, do about it? The first march that I ever went to was the Women's March in Raleigh, I think. I was in seventh grade, passionate about change, and wanted to do something, to do anything. My family and I joined the throngs of people in the march, adding our voices to theirs, and I felt a wave of pure hope for humanity wash over me. Maybe there still is good in this world. Maybe we can do something. That wasn't my last march. I proudly joined the Pride Parade wearing a gorgeous rainbow fedora and marched with other people speaking out against school shootings and raised my voice against border separations. When I stood with the crowd there, I had a sudden thought. What if I spoke? I stood frozen for a minute, desperately weighing the pros and cons. I was a kid. Would anyone listen to me? Would I freeze up and not say anything at all? Or would I embrace the power of public speaking and shout my beliefs to a crowd? I would never know the answer. I didn't speak then, so I am speaking now. When authority fails you, when people are oppressed in the land of the free, when noise needs to be made, speak. Don't wait for the perfect time. If you have something to say, speak. I found faith that day at the march. I didn't know it at the time, but I did. I was surrounded by those who felt like me that change was necessary. They believed so strongly that what they were doing was right, and they inspired me to change. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 27, verse 13. God is in everyone, though God's name may change between people. God is in our hearts and God is in our faith, but most of all, God is in our unbridled hope. Whatever form your faith may take, whatever way you may come across it, don't worry. It is there just waiting for you to find it. So let's go find it. Thank you.
I didn't speak then, so I'm speaking now. What wisdom. Thank you so much, Annie, for sharing that with us. Thank you, Lily, for sharing that beautiful poem. You all are so special to me, and I'm so glad that here at the 11 o'clock hour, I get to share you all with the rest of the church. Each piece of music, each piece of the liturgy that you read today, they were in some way shaped by the wisdom of our youth,